Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Rapping the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, and international
call. Hail, all from the Netherlands. Presenting.
Night.
Interface complete.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, my bad. Y'all already know what time it is, man. We was up in the building. Too Much Music Thursday. It's official. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like a motherfucking missile. And, yeah, so we're going to get in nothing but some music real quick, like, and we're going to come right back at you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, starting this thing off, man. Let's see. Nah, I can't do the little comedy. We're going to hold down some 40s because I'm holding down this 40 right here. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. This is Rita Shelby, y'all. Captain Smells So Good in the Buildings, Wrecking the Game Radio, international co-host from all the way to Netherlands. It's Sayana. And we was up in the building, man. So y'all check us out. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is how we get.
Yeah, this don't make no kinds of smitty. What you got to say about that?
Yeah, I'm on
you. You know, what I am, sir. Working, stuff going up.
Again, will I ever be free? Holding
does sound like this.
Will I be free?
Get no, I just sold out, now it's time for me to re-up. Getting called dread, tell I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game and I don't need a free note. 50
right back at you like you left your favorite CD. This is for anyone involved in the music industry. It's the F&AR Indie Artist Seminar, presented by going down Sunday, October 3rd, 2010, at Club Nouveau, located at 1701 North Franklin Street in downtown Tampa. For more info or performance slots available, contact www.missmouthtime.com or call Miss Mouth at 813-235-5553.
What's up? Good people, this is your host with the most Captain Smell of So Good of the Starship Smelly Prime, alongside my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not on the show looking for groovy chicks, man, we're hanging out with Marty Thornton and Mr. Mike, doing what we do on That My Word Radio Reality Show, right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Give me some skin!
I hope you're hungry, because I'm about to take you to lunch.
You got shit for brains.
Dot dog jiggler pimp game ferocious. Call me the magician like a lens, I'm focused. Make it disappear without the hocus pocus. Your man, I'm from the street, hungry when they come to beat. My niggas eat you up and spit you out, pick you from the tank. This is for my niggas, any block, any street, any city, any hood, any town is going down.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Reggae Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
I ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. Ain't no pussy like I clean that pussy. That's a clean that pussy. Hey, baby, let me tell you why. Why? 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 Baby, let me tell you why. Why? 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 That pussy fat, mama, you already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back, but she ain't knowing I eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Keep taking black, never spray red. Smoking no some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like rest still. Shit, when the body slam a bitch like Lex Luke. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, she ain't won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
Give me money, hell yeah, I'm the shit. I'm that girl on the poster, it's posting on the wall. Body with the flaws, when I walk up in the building hall, a nigga stop and fall. I let this dude eat me out once, and he wanna go home. He's hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip in the hollow of a band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she's seeing. Yeah, baby, she want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, so they niggas wanna take me. You know I turn them on, she'll see me in a song. I shake no ass, I let you cash. I shake no ass. You can't talk to this girl without no dough. I like to look like money, I like to smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit, I was telling. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me. Shooting me the fuck face, just grab me by the way. Wait, so what's up, daddy? How many tags you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes and he sit up hard. I don't shake no ass, I let you pass.
She bending over.
Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Miss Blue, whoa, 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 yeah. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make this other spin go. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty swole. You got the kind of body, make this other spin go. Yeah, I want to time, yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be mine. inside the magnet. What's next? When I looked up in the side, I seen FTX for Wayne. Hold on to not my man. But tonight, shit, I bet I pretend. Shit, I bet I make them nuts. Just a quick come up. Yeah, I'm a classy girl, but a pretty thug with it. You put me on the beat, watch the way the girl spit it. I like a dude that's a beast, he no business in the street. And he gets that cash, yeah, that is you, bad. You see the girl shy, I'm about money and music. And I like to look pretty, dude's in love with my booty. He paid for it, and now I'm impressed. The way he wanna dine me, I might undress. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's cold.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now, crank this motherfucker up.
In the zone. Mama so bad, grew up thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love zone. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so full stream, I have a tag, I can fix it. You can put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, people super deep. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he's licking on the slick. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna enter my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like the diamonds, I need to stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about riding. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time. Yes, my name is Janu, I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive, my body's so luxurious. You see me back it up, you say you make me wanna touch. Please don't stop dancing, I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being drunk with shit, know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. I pass through water, you just can't take me. I got caramel eyes and thick, juicy thighs. Straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guess artists appearing on BET. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. Isn't this the right voice? No, I'm not having it.
Hello, Eaters.
DJ smells so good.
And still super duper heavyweight champions of the universe.
When I was a little kid, the real world was at the end of my block when I would ride my scooter down to the corner and I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world. A place that one known as the real world. Cutthroat competition, dog eat dog. The motto of the street is before he does it to you. Appointment to the team because you're from a poor family and his dad is rich and he's got full. That's the real world. Where the other fella gets the promotion. You have better skills, better aptitudes. But some way management says you're too goody-goody, you don't drink with the guys, and so you get passed over, and he's the one who gets the job. Mother of three dies with cancer while her neighbor who sleeps around seemingly enjoys good health. The real world is where you desperately want a baby and you pray, God, give me a child. But the girl who works in your office has an abortion and she laughs about it. That's the real world.
Anybody hear me out there? Hello, hello, hello. Everybody hear me? Hello. 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 Anybody hear me? I know you hear the porn music. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Hello. Anybody hear me out there? Apparently, nobody paying attention to the motherfucking show anyway. You got that song, bitch.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Hush. Smell it.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
Starship Smell It.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Mama's looking fine, she's popping, she's popping.
some G-shades on. She can be Nania on top of that. She's fine. Go ahead and pop your booty. Let me get you closer to me. You feel so nice.
Pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it, pop it.
Poppin', poppin'. She know what she wanna do.
Been poppin', bitches. Alright, here we go. Alright, we up in the motherfucking building, goddamn shit. I have my little remote shit. I'm all up in other parts of the house and shit, and I got the goddamn phone on speakerphone, so I ain't know if anybody can hear me and shit. But, yeah, we up in the building. What's happening? Konnichiwa, bitches.
Oh, hey, what's popping? Am I live?
Blasky. I hope you are, because you're talking.
Okay, yeah. No, man, I took this kid out to go pee. And then on the walk back, he just started, like, you know, shaking and shit. So then I'm like, what the fuck? So then I picked him up, and his ass wasn't breathing. Like, his lungs just, like, they just stopped breathing. And he's just there, like, looking at me, like, fucking shaking. I'm like, what the fuck? So I take him in the house. And fucking, you know, I like, try to go to his mouth. He's, like, chewing on his, like, you know, like, when people have seizures and shit, they, like, chew on their fucking, their on their fucking gums or whatever the fuck. Fucking, he was doing that shit, so I fucking opened his mouth. And, like, fucking try to breathe in there and fucking, you know, I don't know. I did something. He came back. He was a goner, though. It's fucking, his legs were collapsing. He flipped upside down. And he was, oh, man, it was trippy last night. But
did he eat something bad or something?
Huh?
Did he eat something bad or something?
I don't know. He was just fucking tripping. Hella tripping, but I mean, he's cool now. But, yeah.
Prayers out to Boo News. Boo News.
Shout out to Boo News, people.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's too much music Thursday, man. I was trying to make sure, you know what I mean?
Hey, brother, I'm over here checking out your, you address these young Nero and Brandon Sky. You calling these niggas out?
Oh, them busters, man. Man, them the motherfuckers that came down here and bombed on the goddamn battle. And I ain't got his battle posted up yet. So I'm actually working. That's why I'm playing a lot of music, because I'm working on the battles so I can get them on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can go to the website and you can, you know what I'm saying, you can see all three battles. He walked out. Brandon Sky walked out off the battle completely. He just gave up, and he was the main one talking shit. Young Nino did they came back after they done got their ass whooped down here, and then went back home. Instead of giving, you know, being sportsmanlike and saying, you know, with Tampa, they represented, you know what I'm saying, they got us. They went back home, sat down in somebody else's house, and pulled a Millgate walkie move.
No way.
Man, they pulled a Millgate walkie move, man. These some bitches went back to Orlando, you know what I'm saying, and then they sat around another fake-ass, ludicrous-looking nigga. And the whole time, the dude jocked this other dude, told him, yeah, we got money over here. Dog, show your money. This is what he's telling the dude now. This Young Nino. This is the one I had to dress on there from, called himself from New York.
Hey, where's that? I want to see that up in the chat room.
What's that?
That you fucking, their video.
Oh, hold on. I got to go to their YouTube page.
Okay.
There's a couple of responses. Brandon Sky responded, but then I responded to the Young Nino one, though. That's the one I responded to. But the motherfucker sitting to him, and then he going to have the nerve talking to him, y'all seem like y'all want to, like we wanted to get the gunplay and shit. And nigga pull out a 25.
25?
Man, if you don't take your mama's pistol back home with that, man, you got in that fag shit. Man, come on, man. We got 6-year-olds that carry bigger guns than that. What the y'all motherfuckers smoking on? We had big boy guns on deck anyway. We do that anyway. We already got big boy on deck. Just in case motherfuckers from other places come down, you know, think we have stepping and shit. Don't think we have stepping now.
Hey, check this out. My little cousin, he carries a .45, and he's 11 years old.
I'm telling you, man. They pulled out. Man, you finna see. Hold on, man. You finna see. This shit here. These characters here, man. These some real characters. And we invited them down to do the freestyle battle, but, man, they came down and just, like, seriously bomb, man. Like, really bomb. And it was just crazy. It was really crazy. I was spitting bars and shit. Then they choke on their own video. How about they do a video where they supposed to be rapping and shit, and then they can't even complete their little raps on the YouTube video. I'm like, man, that's all y'all extra garbage, not garbage, extra garbage. So I had to. You understand. Watch that video right there, and everything else will make sense why I made that video. Why I wasted my kingdom
to Heavenly Angel fine ass.
Yeah, know that. Hey, Hooters, I mean Heavenly Angel. Well, I am it. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is their video?
Yeah, it's a video. Well, goddamn, we gotta get go and watch that. We gotta get back in the news. We're getting cussed out from the bridge. They wanna hear some music. My bad, people. This is too much music Thursday, goddammit. Here you go, special friends. Watch that video.
You're free. Ay, Diosito, cómo me mueves. Me gusta tu estilo tan sabroso. Con cada beso sobre mi cuerpo, me haces llover por dentro.
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you be through. Lying in the bed, just full of steam. Had you thinking that this was a dream. Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just wanna get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to lick it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. Wild riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She wants to get the last of her moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good. Making her fall in love with a hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things. Freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Damn, look what you move. Body of a goddess, what a dude. All I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual. Different location every night. Any position that you like. Rough, soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass. And you're doing the things that you wanna do. All you gotta do is get that bruise. Girl, I'm the truth, your man's so fake. If you blink your eyes, you're the one I'ma take. Call me George, I'll call you James. This is my jungle, ride my veins. Me and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more game. Please you, please you, show you what it is. I don't give a damn if you got you. Living with your man cause you make plans. To come with me to a different land. Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball. Sex ain't none to me. If you're a bitch, I fuck off your fleas. That ain't none but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming it so you can get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. Bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood to make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace. And I put that on the angels that cry my face. I'm just a one night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one?
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Ay, papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión. Ay, papi, que me hace explotar en cada venir. Ay, papi, ¿por qué no me haces tu mujer por ahora? Ay, papi.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
What they are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
Thank you.
gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. It's all what I thought, got pieces of pieces. Break down this rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build the rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries in terms of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to turn, pages to turn, sense to flame. Now love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in a fight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, don't just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip hop, homie, and a form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who once talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my mind by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go!
Now if they were...
Who meant it to the naughty dudes? Who meant it to the
naughty dudes? Every day, say, say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world tends. And every day, they say, as regimented, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your actions. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world tends. So say isn't codeine gay, Mr. Pharmacist? Or maybe you could tell me the difference between marijuana and penicillin, since they both promote healing. The only thing I can come up with are the tax benefits and the opportunity to make some white coat rich for his drug. And
which White Coat did the research and discovered resin can be used in armored trucks, but hide the findings of the experiment from the public. The media has it all dressed up, and although we're blind, everything is as it looks. A hospital ain't nothing but a dope hole full of pushers with attendants that come by in shifts and ask you how you're doing. And if you've got good insurance, they'll give you an open line straight to the unit where you can manage your hits if they can control the dosage. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. I'm so tired of the double standards, when the real conspiracy is, it was done to line the White Coat pockets. Cause if the man next to the man doesn't like it, he'll add it to a shit list for bad media, task force, and coalition. Add it to Say No to Drug campaigns where they pass out pamphlets to symbolize bad. They put bones atop skulls all over the package. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words and describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. Get enough of them to approve, and you too can become a user of the doctor special. But don't worry about the long-term effects of the heart, the liver, upset stomach, and diarrhea. It's the media, as the whole world pimps. Every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. Never forget that crack kills, despite the fact my uncle here has been smoking crack for 20 years. And while I'm at work every day, he's getting high, because he's concentrated on what he wants to achieve, while the media dictates what we believe. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps. And every day they say, as regimen, you should take an aspirin. Twist the words to describe your action. For my daily habits, they call me an addict. It's the media, the media, the media, as the whole world pimps.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fourth-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Y'all already know what time it is.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa. Salamu.
Konichi
Waters.
The body
got it. Hey, what the fuck's up with Blog Talk Radio, man? They be fucking up my shows, too.
What happened now? They cut off again?
Then they're doing the same shit that's happening to you.
Buffering.
What happened?
Your shit's like, it loads, but it's not loading.
Buffering.
That's
oh, the show itself.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Use the external player. Can't you use the external player? The media player?
No. I mean, like my fans, they email me and say, hey, you know, your show is all fucked up.
Oh yeah, and they can't. They don't have that option to do that.
Yeah, they can't do that, and they, you know, it fucks up my show.
I didn't have any troubles listening to your show yesterday, Goofy.
Oh, actually, I got an email from a fan saying that they couldn't hear yesterday because of that.
I was in the show the entire time. I had the sound on here. Even when I was playing Halo, I could hear your show.
Oh, yeah, it was Halo time yesterday.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cyanide playing Halo.
No, not at the moment. The moment I got a call.
No, but I mean when you're on at that time, but yeah.
All right.
Oh, can I do a commercial real quick?
Say who what?
Can I do a commercial on your show? I'll pay the tens of thousands that they pay me.
Go. You finna run it or something? You just finna say it?
I'm just gonna say it. They just mailed it to me right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Oh, you need to.
Oh, no, I can't do it because it's like for the first 20 callers.
For the first 20 calls?
Yeah. You send them a coupon.
All right, well, shit. The first 20 calls, goddammit. Shit, I don't know.
No, but you have to have the promotional package for them to send you the first 20 callers. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Heavenly Angel, welcome to the show, baby. What's happening?
Hey, I'm just rolling out of bed here. Trying to get some
still
sleep.
Rolling? Goddamn, girl. I mean, shit.
Oh, these motherfuckers.
Like 400 pounds. You got out of bed quicker than you. Goddamn.
Shoot, it's cold up here. It's killing me. I haven't been sleeping well.
Oh, yeah? Damn, it done got cold already?
Yeah, we live in Seattle. It's rain all the time. 9 months out of the year, shoot.
Damn.
Tired of it.
Well, it's 85 degrees here in Tampa, Florida, with dry skies and sunny sun and more sun.
Check
it out.
Good-ass promotion.
Me up, baby. Come
the
on.
First 20 callers that they motherfucking Come on, man. These promotion people. No wonder why they pay fucking pennies on the dollar. For the first 20 callers, my 186.20 Deuce listeners can get a save 75-cent coupon off one package of Orville Redenbacher's cheddar cheese or spicy nachos popcorn.
How many did you save? 75 cents?
75 cents.
Well,
right.
I better call my boss that I won't be coming in to work tomorrow because I'm going to retire on those 75 cents. Woohoo!
I'm going to use my prepaid minutes to call in for a 75 cent motherfucking coupon.
I tell you, people.
That's like that goddamn Oprah Winfrey giving out motherfucking free chicken at goddamn KFC. And he's some bitch talking about they ran out of chicken. Duh. The fuck you mean? How the fuck you ain't gonna run out of free fucking chicken? That's just asinine. You know what I'm saying? Go on, people.
Hey, but
it's for hours. Yeah, don't get in for the hour, then you don't get shit.
Hey, but she did it for me because she started that promotion on Cinco de Mayo in my honor. Did you know that?
Yes, I did not know that.
Well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
Just a quick update, people. Boo News has suffered a slight flip out or something happened. And he was almost down for the count, but he's back up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shouts out to Boo News. That's why this first article is dedicated to the Boo News. We over in the UK, people.
Again?
The UK. You already know what time it is. Dogs tied a knot in a canine web. Huh? Yeah. Boonoo got a girlfriend. You might want to go ahead and get him married off so he can write that doggy will. You know what I'm saying? Pass that thing on. Oh. Pete and Zoe will be married at the pavilion. At Wood Green Animal Shelters in God Manchester, Cams.
Are you serious?
What kind of place? Man, y'all be naming some crazy shit. God Manchester, Cams. The bizarre wedding will be attended by staff, members of the public, and doggy friends. It will be performed by Vicar for the day. What the fuck is a Vicar? That fucking that rent a doggy priest or something. All right, Gail Weeds from Wood Green's cat section. What the fuck is a cat? The bitch she ain't eat. What? Let me keep reading because this is getting absolutely dumb. But all right, who will read specially written vows for the duo after the ceremony? The hounds will return through their kennel to share a 3-tier liver cake and toast the occasion with a bowl of water.
Uh-oh.
And
my,
possibly
my dog,
do the nasty in front of public.
My dog is a sinner. She had 7 puppies without getting married.
Hell nah. That's fucked up. You can get your dog in a war.
it was a busy time. Never again. I let her get neutered anyway.
What? Well, check this out in Michigan. Abbott recalls Similac baby formula because of beetles.
Because of what?
Bugs.
What?
Yeah. Abbott Laboratories Incorporated said it is voluntarily recalling millions of containers of its top-selling Similac powdered infant formulas after beetles were found in the product and in a Michigan plant where they are made. Abbott said that the recall, which could result in a $100 million of lost revenue, comes after reports by 2 consumers of contamination and its inspection of an area of the plant in Sturgis, Michigan, where beetles or larvae were found. Ugh, this is in y'all baby formula, people. Come the fuck on, man.
Hey,
this is in y'all baby formula, man.
That is
wrong.
They eat that stuff at Fear Factor. It's supposed to be healthy.
Right.
I love that quote.
That's fucked up. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, well, motherfucker did do it on Fear Factor, but I don't think you goddamn baby supposed to be eating that shit, man. Anyway, this is just the goddamn Abbott Laboratory.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. Tonight!
All right, let me beam Heavenly Angel back in.
Keep getting thrown out of here.
All right.
I guess I better put my clothes on.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Tiny chat time. excuse us, people, while we log on to Tiny Chat. Right. Over in Austria, a woman locked up her husband over fears he would leave her.
Huh? What?
This is real news, people. I'm not making this shit up, all right?
Real nutty.
A jealous Viennese, not Vietnamese, Viennese. A woman locked up her husband for days at a time over fears he would leave her for another woman. The academic woman, whose name was not released, took her husband's mobile phone before locking him up in their Arctic Ring District flat several days each week, the Austrian Times reports.
Wow.
I ain't got no pussy award, sorry.
I was just about to say he is pussy what?
You's a bitch. You's a bitch. Yeah, damn it. I ain't got no award. Well, yeah, I do. Matter of fact, you go.
Come soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Well, it could work if you lock me in. At least if you gave me enough weed to survive there, I wouldn't mind.
I got to think about that. Damn. Might have to take that award, man. Fuck it.
As long as she comes back and jumps on it, right? Jump on it.
You know, man. Sex every motherfucking day, locked up. Come on, baby. Don't you leave the weed.
Does she go to work and bring in the cash?
Yeah, since she was an academic woman, she go.
So she goes in. That's why he's locked in for days. He just didn't mind.
You know, wonder how they found out, man.
Huh?
Yeah, like, all right. I don't know. Anyway, deathbed confession names the men who killed Kennedy. Dun, 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 dun. The deathbed confession.
Who was it?
Audio tape in which former CIA agent and Watergate conspirator E. Howard Hunt admits he was approached to be part of a CIA assassination team to kill JFK was aired this weekend, an astounding development that has gone completely ignored by the established media. Duh. You already know the motherfucker who established media, the motherfucker that covered the shit up in the first place. Hunt alleges on the tape that then Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson was involved in the planning of the assassination and in the cover-up. And this deserves an entire reading. Because, you know.
Does he supply evidence?
Yeah, here we go.
The sad thing with that is everybody can say something like that just to make a name for themselves just before they die. Let's get in the history books, people.
Yeah, let's run now. Let's see here. The Hunt, St. John Hunt, son of whatever the fuck Hunt is, appeared on a nationally syndicated Coast to Coast live radio show on Saturday night to discuss the revelations contained in the tape. Hunt said his father had mailed cassette the tape. What the fuck is cassette the tape? Well, y'all got some fucked up writers, man. Mail the cassette tape. Duh. people, motherfucker. To him alone in January 2004 and asked that it be released after his death. The tape was originally 20 minutes long but was edited down to 4.5 minutes for the Coast to Coast broadcast. How the hell you do some shit like that? Bitch, you need to hit old 20 minutes, motherfucker. Howard Hunt names numerous individuals, both direct and indirect CIA connections, as having played a role in the assassination of Kennedy while describing himself as a bench warmer in the plot. St. John Hunt agreed that the use of this term indicates that Hunt was willing to play a larger role in the murder conspiracy had he been required. Hunt alleges on the tape that then Vice President Lyndon Johnson was involved on account of stating that LBJ had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as an obstacle to achieving that.
Oh. So, like I said in my other broadcast, that Lyndon B. Johnson was part of that shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I told you. And this is me. I wasn't born back in those days. This is me just putting the pieces together as someone who is corrupt as these motherfuckers. I solved the puzzle just looking at the damn thing. It's like back in the days when I was like 5, I would look at the Lego box and I would just put the pieces together. I wouldn't have to use the instructions. Fuck. So I said the government's corrupt, people. How the fuck can we kill our president in broad day, damn fucking daylight? Nobody seen a goddamn thing. Come on now.
You got anonymous comment on here that says this article is old news from 2007, passed off as a recent event. The Rents Link articles are from 2007. It's deceptive. And I would like to complain about this person posting it as if it's recently aired new information. Some people will do anything for attention. Stop lying to people. This is old news, but God damn it, if you ain't never heard it before, motherfucker, it's new news. Shit, that's an old thing. It might have been new to you, but shit, it's, God damn it, old to you is new to me. I ain't never heard this shit before. But, I mean, I already know the CIA is involved fucking up people anyway.
So, in the sense of reality, does it shock you to know the fact that this is our government doing this shit to us?
No. It don't surprise me the fact that you got a goddamn Google Worldview that allows murders to go on every day, rapes, murders, and kills and everything else out in the public and don't do nothing about it. So
I can tell you what.
Huh?
Because they're already looking down at us. I mean, shit. They got that kind of technology to fucking see. Come on. They're already looking down at us.
Right. Now we'll do what you do, goddammit. Do what you do. Do what you motherfucking do. But don't point fingers when you can motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, be an assistant in that shit. You know what I'm saying? It can be a security measure. It can be, you know what I'm saying, not so much as even if everybody in the world knew that they being watched. You know what I'm saying? They still going to do what they going to do. You know what I'm saying? But they going to do it to a certain extent. And then, you know, that's going to be the life change. You know what I'm saying? Once they start airing that on TV, in the Gulf, you know what I'm saying? Google Worldview shows the world, that there are satellites in the sky, then everybody will believe this shit. You know what I'm saying? Even though right now we've been knowing that shit, been talking about it, and going to keep talking about it till 2012 when they decide to go ahead and air the shit. Oh, sorry. 2012 conspirators out there. You know what I'm saying? Throwing that in their faces.
The next 20 callers. You're going to get a 75-cent coupon to all the wedding matters. Get a cheese and spicy nacho popcorn. Call right now, people.
Call now. 347-237-5125. or 646-595-4136, because it don't matter what time you motherfucker call, we probably ain't gonna pick that shit up.
We will mail it to you the next day, air. So that's $18 out of our pocket. Fuck that shit. Fuck
you. If you're a winner, if you're a winner, email us. If you want. All right, we're over here in Samoa. I don't know where the hell that's at, but that's where we're at. We're clerics. What happened?
It's where all the Samoans are from.
Wow, man, I almost gave you an award. All righty. Cleric's Finger. Cleric's Finger. Homosexuals has caused a global warming. Goddamn right.
What?
Fucking right. They fucking right. Eat fingers. That don't even sound right. Cleric's Finger, homosexuals. That's caused a global warming. That's a fucked up title, period. I always thought I'd even put that in there. But, all right. Whew, I got to breathe, people.
Cleric, you got to use the camera, man.
Huh?
When you're live out in the streets, you got to learn how to not have the camera so jiggly.
Oh, me? Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Because, you know, us stone people, that gets us all dizzy, and I'm about to puke right now.
What the hell are you watching?
I'm watching that one where you're running. We're like, hell no, I'm going right up on them. I guess the cops or something.
Oh, I had to park.
Yeah, you had to park.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to catch up to them. They were walking faster than a bitch.
Well, what's going on? They got 10 meters or what?
No, man, this is a goddamn Sunday afternoon kickball fucking game. And them motherfuckers come out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Like they got emergency call or something. And then watch how many it is, and then watch the kind of gun the dude got and shit. And then watch how many kids. All you see is a bunch of kids and women around. And they come out there with that bullshit. At a park, you know what I'm saying, that ain't got no, it's got a dusk to dawn rule. You know what I'm saying? So that's 7 o'clock in the evening. You know what I'm saying? That ain't dawn. You know what I'm saying? That's like 10, it's like 10, 11 o'clock at night when the park closes. And they came out there with that whole crazy shit. But it's been posted. That's how they do you in the dead of style. Come on, big
kid. That girl got red ass hair. Fuck.
He's on probation. Oh, yeah, that's dead of style now. Y'all get to see Dirty South dudes and everything. clerics in the South Pacific have fingered the key cause of climate change to homosexuals. Yeah, they got fingered. Right.
Can we find the guy that said that and lock him up for life, please?
Oh, man. The revelation came at a conference at the University of the South Pacific, considering the implications of climate change and creativity. Academics were apparently thrown off their consideration of arts in the age of global warming and ecology and poetry and ecology, by reports of church ministers who maintain that climate change in Samoa are clearly attributable to homosexuals.
Right.
Church ministers. Yeah, I wonder which one of y'all from. Damn, some men out there, Captain. Yeah, know what y'all doing, my uncle. Yeah. Right. Anyway, we'll keep that moving.
I wonder what those church ministers preach in their church when the people leave. Go home, respect everybody except for gay people.
And then they're doing what? Preaching hate. Then you're preaching hate. Hate people, you're preaching hate.
Is he preaching that when he says global warming is due to the gay people?
No, well, that's your stereotype, and that's like saying black people. Too many black people, that's why it's global warming. They're fucking heating it up.
I wonder what the theory is behind that.
Well, to you black people out there, call
no,
in the next
no.
callers, you get 75% off coupon. The horrible red fuckers.
Oh, man.
What is the theory behind that? Gay people have a more open ass, so they fart more, so they are contributing to
yeah, they let out more natural gases, so they're fucking out there
clapping. The next 20 gay callers.
Oh, man.
You sound like some cool boy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, man. The revelation prompted one attendee to say we need to educate our ministers and not turn this into an agenda. Details of how exactly the ministers think homosexuals are pumping more CO2 into the atmosphere, thereby trapping heat around the planet, driving up the average temperature and causing massive economic and environmental dislocation, are scant. It may be that the clerics are understandably worried about rising levels of sex tourism in Samoa, fueled by cheap air travel and consequent rising energy consumption, and though why this would be a gay-only problem is a mystery. But we suspect their latching onto climate change as a consequence of gayness is informed by a more biblical sense of cause and effect.
The term is global, people. Global warming.
Global warming.
It's not regional warming, it's global warming. If they don't use power over there, they will use it somewhere else. It's global warming. Jesus, did you miss out on education or what?
And I don't think it's no gays in Antarctica anyways. But it's still global warming now. Oh, man. But if there is, call in right now and get you a 75-cent coupon for Ober Redenbacher. God damn it. All gays that live in Antarctica. Right now. Shit. You got coupons.
To the next 40 gay callers, we're going to send you a 75-cent coupon. The Ober Redenbacher, Jenny G, is Mikey Nato. Popcorn.
Oh,
only gay callers only. You got to be gay to call.
Oh, man.
Howard Stern buying the big black dick. You don't get this.
Oh, man. Okay. People are still on crack in the world. Apparently. People are still hitting crack, people. We're in Michigan, where a man picks a fight with his pet parrot. And, he gets arrested. Right. A 49-year-old Jackson man has been arrested in an Ann Arbor following a fight with the pet parrot carried in his backpack. Police said that the witness reported that the colorful bird was shaken so violently that its feathers were scattered. 3911 calls were made by following the incident, but the bird was fighting back, leaving one of its owner's thumbs scratched and bloody.
You talking about the bird?
Hey, y'all got that way, man. Y'all is too fucking stupid, man. Y'all is... Come on, man. Cut the mic out, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right, to the owner.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Why is it gotta be monkey shit?
We're all filling all animal, horse shit, cow shit.
For the next monkey callers, you have to be a monkey to call. We're going to send you a
$70. You have to be a monkey, shit.
Cheddar cheese and spicy nachos. Only monkeys can call, so please. Next 20 monkey callers. Oh, man.
Oh man, you gotta get ready. We gotta get the package ready again for this. We're back in the nuttiest place on the planet, in the UK, people, where old man takes dogs for a walk, and family moves into his home.
What?
The first family. It moves into the home. The first one of the family. It moves into an old person's home. Y'all get a 75-cent coupon for fucking overwear boxes. Goddamn right. Call now.
Call now to the people who want to move into the home while I walk Boo News today. You're going to get a 75-cent coupon. Fuck that shit.
I guess it doesn't have a lot of stuff.
A pensioner who took his dogs out for a walk returned to find a family had moved into his home. George Pope, 72, was unable to get into his house because the locks were changed.
God damn!
Mr. Pope left his home to take his dogs out to a nearby park. He started feeling ill and started to stay at a friend's house a couple of days until he was well enough to go home. But when he returned to his house, he was stunned to discover his locks had been changed. Damn. We got to read more into this, people.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. What the hell is happening there? What is happening there?
Someone in the UK?
Yeah, exactly where that, though. George Pope. Outside his home in Barking, Essex.
Essex.
Hell no. That was taken over by a new family after he went out to walk his dog. That is fucked up. Oh, man. In unrelated news, microchip firm won't tell dog owner who has stolen his pet. Oh, that's what you get for microchipping your dog, dumbass. How the fuck would you like to be microchipped, stupid ass? Anyway. People, don't start microchipping your goddamn dogs, cats, any fucking thing. If you
wait a minute, well, why?
Because goddamn it, if you're gonna inject them, what the fuck you gonna think they're gonna turn around and inject your motherfucking ass?
Chip on news.
I got that too, but I didn't get my dog as a puppy.
It's like the size of a grain of rice, and they shoot it in them.
What the fuck they gonna do to you? Well, it don't matter, shit. Fuck it.
Well, the first time I took it to the vet, they said this dog isn't registered to you. And they really called the previous owner to check on that.
Damn.
Yeah. If Boo News gets and they find him at the pound, they scan him, and boom, all my info will just shoot up. Bah!
Yeah, and then they can return the dog.
Well, this is even crazy. Check this out. He said, I said this is my place, but he said, this is our property and we intend to stay here unless you go to court. It made me feel ill. He added, I have been shaking ever since. I get panic attacks. It's just terrible. Mr. Pope immediately called the council and police, but he claims that they told him the new occupants could not be evicted because they were themselves victims of a scam. Mr. Pope said police claimed the residents, who believes are from Lithuania, had paid 3,000, I guess that's euros, to a bogus estate agent to rent the property themselves for 6 months. The retired Dagenham Ford worker, who was forced to stay with friends, said Police told me it looked like a civil matter, but the squatters were using my home, my gas, and my electricity. It's absolutely disgraceful. Mr. Pope went back to his house on Monday morning to find all his belongings had been thrown out. Neighbors then helped him gather up his documents, photographs, and clothes. Mr. Pope suspects illegal estate agents of occupying buildings and letting them for money. I have been out for just 2.5 days. Someone must have been watching me, he said. The rear door had been levered out with screwdrivers. That's how they got in. My neighbors are now too frightened to go out anywhere in the case. The same happens to them. A Met police woman said police are investigating a civil dispute where there have been fraudulent subletting of the premises. Anyone with information concerning the person who has fraudulently advertised this property for rent and subsequently changed the locks should contact Barking and Doggenham Police. Mr. Pope, who has lived in the house for 4 years, was able to move back into his home last night after the family fled, but said he is now scared to be there because next door is also being occupied by squatters. He also claims some of his possessions, including a washing machine and an electric cooker, have been taken and that the electricity system has been tampered with. The wire has been ripped out and there are burn marks, he said. And the whole experience has been really traumatic. And council spokeswoman said they visited the house yesterday and found it to be empty, allowing Mr. Pope to move back in. The council repair service changed the locks, and Mr. Pope was able to return to his home. This was a highly unusual situation. They're working closely with the police to try to determine exactly what happened. Am I taking action quickly? We have been able to restore Mr. Pope to his home without need to apply to court for an eviction notice. And this would have been a very lengthy process. We're also aware of housing association property in this area. This street is also being squatted. We have contacted housing association concerned and have asked them to try and resolve the situation. We are extremely pleased. Man, that's fucked up. Man, that's fucked up. You telling me a bitch is just coming in, bitch, please. See, that's why motherfuckers will have pistols, because I would have came and just shot that motherfucker up. And your ass motherfucker be in here if you want to. Your ass will get shot the fuck up. Straight up. Damn, that's fucked up. Well, to the goddamn association that damn took the man out, and to the people that took the man out, that's fucked up. I don't even know, boy. If I came home with some shit like that, there'd be some dead motherfuckers up in the house, I'll tell you that. But anyway.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And that's crazy. Man, that's crazy. All right, anyways, people.
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
That's real.
Ta-da!
Sexually confused skinheads.
What is that up?
I love that sentence. Sexually confused skinhead.
Skinhead.
I'm giving up my job as a voiceover actor.
Oh, man. I just wanted to kill people.
And now I got to do it for my country.
Oh, man. Heavenly Angel, how are you doing today, sidekick?
Wow, I keep getting booted out of here, booted out of BTR. I can't win this week.
What is wrong with your phone? What's going on?
I have no idea. I'm charging it up. It had a signal. I don't know.
It had a signal.
Well, it still has a signal. I mean, it had a signal the whole time.
Why don't you just call through your Gmail?
I guess I could do that, huh?
Call through the Gmail. I might hook up to the computer.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. I see it on Google.
Yeah, so you got a mic hooked up to the computer. I use it. I called into the show, and they could hear me one time, but then it kept cutting out. I guess it ain't good to do the show with, but it might work.
And you want me to call with it?
I'm just saying, it might work the opposite. You know,
yeah,
I was doing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Making a lot of sense there.
Right.
It's in with the nutty news.
Yeah, but not so nutty news. In Indiana, mother locked kids in closet for 10 hours, and two are dead.
Huh? For 10 hours and they are dead?
Yeah.
What kind of closet is that? The airtight closet?
It must have been something. A woman charged in the deaths of two of her children allegedly locked them and three siblings inside a small closet and left to visit a friend, returning about 10 hours later to find the boy and girl dead inside. Edyan Farah, 28, told officers she was not in her right mind when she allegedly put her five children in an upstairs closet and placed a large bed in front of the door so they couldn't get out.
What is the cause of death? Suffocation?
Damn. Yeah, they had to die of suffocation.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That's sick.
Yeah.
What the hell was she doing? Yeah.
Right, first of all, to the kids. Yeah, that's fucked up.
I hope they didn't get buried.
What happened?
I hope they didn't get buried from one closet to the other.
Man, that's fucked up. Yeah, that's fucked up. Well, to the mom.
She's lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
For real.
I think that's the saddest news I ever heard.
That's fucked up.
Can you imagine what those kids went through? Oh, my God.
Man, you gotta imagine what the kids going through.
Exactly.
Those are three that survived. Seeing they
got
down
that
brothers and sisters. Oh, man. Man, that's fucked up.
Wonder how old the kids were. Does it say?
Let me check. Damn, that's fucked up. Indiana mom.
She deserves to die.
The police say the closet was about 6 feet long and 18 inches deep. So let me see.
What if they were piled on top of each other?
6 feet long, 18 inches wide. That's a foot and, that's almost less than a foot and, not even a foot and a half. Why? Well, damn. I mean, that ain't even wider than my motherfucking body. And then 6 feet long. Damn. The three, well, here we go. Let's see. ferried an immigrant from Somalia, found her 5-year-old daughter, so her 3-year-old son, stiff and unresponsive.
Somalia?
From the home. Yeah.
Don't they speak Swahili over there?
I don't know. Probably so.
Speaking girls of them in their own language? A barigani?
The 3 surviving children, a 7-year-old girl and boys ages 5 and 1, are now in foster care. Goddamn, how the hell is 5? How the hell is a goddamn 1-year-old survive?
Are the other ones survived? Well, 2
yeah.
died, but they didn't need any more air, so the other one could survive on the rest.
Yeah, she remained in jail Tuesday at the Marion County Jail on $200,000 bond, facing charges, 2 preliminary counts of neglect of a dependent resulting in death. Autopsy before did not show the boy and girl died and did not show how the boy and girl died, and toxicology results that could reveal that would take 3 to 4 weeks, said investigator turned to the department residents. Said they appeared malnutrition. Said while the 2 children's bodies were thin, she did not consider them to be emaciated or malnutrition. She said after she left the apartment, first to speak to a neighbor, then went with that woman to her apartment in the same complex. They were called to the, and then authorities were called to the 2-story apartment at Manchester Village Apartments about 4 hours after Farah said she returned and found the 2 bodies. What?
She might be lying and killed him herself and made up the story.
What the fuck? The report said the family friend had grown concerned that Farah was acting strangely and would not allow anyone into the apartment for hours after she returned. The report said the wife of that friend, a woman Farah had visited with, called Farah's uncle to the complex, and that when the uncle looked into an open door in the apartment, he saw what appeared to be a dead child on a couch. When the man tried to call 911, Farah allegedly grabbed his phone and threw it. He retrieved the phone and held Farah while the family friend called 911. When medics arrived, the family directed them into the apartment's front living room and pointed to a child laying on the couch and another on the floor. The medics found both in full rigor mortis.
And
neither
him.
Had a pulse. God.
She killed him and tried to hide him.
Hussein Adam, cousin of the children's father, said money that the family had immigrated from Somalia about a decade ago. He said Forrest's husband had returned there several weeks ago to visit his parents, but was en route back to the U.S. Hell. Oh, that is fucked up. And people want motherfucking kids, you know what I'm saying? When you got these motherfuckers that ain't even appreciating motherfucking kids. Man. Alright, people. Let's light this thing on up, man. Over here in Jerusalem, the Holy Land. Glass to protect humans from rock-throwing chimpanzees.
Rock-throwing chimpanzees?
Right.
That's what they call humans now?
Right. with officials' long word that a serious injury or even death is just waiting to happen, a multi-million shekel barrier is under construction in the capital to separate loud, unruly crowds from frequent rock throwers. Sound like another security hotspot, huh? Tribal chimpanzee exhibit at the Tisch Family Zoological Gardens in Jerusalem, popularly known as the Biblical Zoo. It's kind of embarrassing to be stoned by a chimp, said zoo director Shai Duran.
That's different. I'm not going to try and smoke a chimp.
Damn, no, man. Damn, on another sad note, Jesus, what is going on? In California, a student dies tangled in Bowflex exercise machine.
Exercise machines?
Bowflex.
That's a lot.
Bowflex?
The Bowflex.
Let me look for that.
Bowflex.
Well, it's popular. It's popular down here. They got commercials airing all day, every day about that shit.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Never go for an exercise machine like that.
With them bands and all that shit?
Yeah, no, shit. Don't do that. That's not good.
Yeah. Students at Bear River High School were stunned after learning one of their star players died. Justin Butler, 16, was found by his parents in his home after somehow becoming entangled in a Bowflex exercise machine. They called 911 and began performing CPR, and emergency crews rushed him by helicopter to a hospital. Apparently, he did not make it.
I click on a link, and the first thing it says is, the Bowflex worked. I'm loving it.
Right. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I don't have enough of words for this equipment. It's awesome, and it does work when doing the exercise correctly. Also, you don't have to wait in line in a gym to use a certain equipment. That's why it's very convenient to have a Bowflex at home. You can die whenever you want. Exercise whenever you want.
Yeah, whenever you're ready. Washington Dicks on Chicks, man. Check this shit out. Flying bee could injure flying pedestrians. Yeah.
Flying pedestrians?
Bentley hood ornaments may injure pedestrians in a crash by failing to retract, leading the luxury car maker to recall 596 vehicles in the U.S. The metal emblem known as the flying bee may not fold down in a collision as intended because a mechanism may become corroded, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which posted the recall on its website. Damn. The thing, I ain't got no cash like that to be affording a fucking Bentley anyways to be worried about a motherfucking shit that goddamn popped down and all that. Damn. That's fucked up. And still on a sadder note, for all you dog lovers out there, Goofy Bone. Yeah, shouts out to Boo News. And what's your dog name, man?
My dog's name?
Yeah.
Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
okay,
a girl. She's a bitch.
Oh.
Not a boy.
Shouts out that bitch. That's all my bitches out there. Bailey. Well, I had it. And Boo News. All right, this one's for y'all.
You know he's got one bitch and two pussies over there, right?
There's a whole lot of pussies.
I always got two pussies waiting for me at home.
A whole lot of pussy over there. But people were, just joking.
I have
all
a pussy on my lap on a regular basis. I even have a pussy in my neck on a regular basis. On my back, everywhere I want, I got pussies.
No luck.
Of course, people were talking about animals. Just animals.
Are they hairy or bald?
Right.
They are hairy.
Oh. those balls.
No, look, yeah, man. I got to get these laughing because this is a funny one. In Brazil, car explodes after couple hides crack cocaine in gas tank.
What? What?
10 seconds. A Brazilian couple's car exploded after they hit crack cocaine in the fuel tank and then tried to fill it with gas. Experts speculated that the crack shoved into a small pipe through the tank caused undue pressure on its integrity and caused it to explode during filling. The 36-year-old man and 24-year-old woman both sustained non-life-threatening injuries in the explosion and were taken to the hospital for treatment.
They won't be doing that again.
Oh, man.
Hey, one more pussy story. My pussies like to give head, too.
Oh, hell. I'm stunned.
Hey.
I'm stunned.
If you own a home that is mobile and 14 cars that aren't, you might be a redneck.
Right. All right, people.
It's okay now. I'm here.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, I know. We got to get on up out of here. You know,
shut up, Dermy.
Mother, you. Talking to me like that. I got to jump on over here. Jump on over here and play this last song. It's Jutan. Get at me, people. Get at me later on. Hey.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Too much music Thursday is going down. Freak the fuck out Friday. Is in the building. Y'all come back through. Hey.
Baby, I-